Last night, Patrick Mahomes earns his second career NFL MVP. He got close to all the first place votes. And I'm sure that that will mean that Jalen Hurts, and they will use that as some sort of motivation and all that sort of fun stuff that my next guest, Aaron Schatz, always deals with when it's about emotions and momentum and all the voodoo that we in sports media loves to chat about. Aaron Schatz, the editor-in-chief, the founder of Football Outsiders. Thank you so much for joining the show today.
Hey, thanks for having me on, guys.
Yeah, are you in Arizona? Are you in Radio Row? Are you doing 1,700 different interviews?
I've done a lot of them, and I'm not at Radio Row right now. I'm actually in the lobby of my hotel, but I am in Phoenix, and I have been here all week.
I guess now I want to try at least to ask you one question you haven't been asked before. If God is good, how come bad things happen to good people? You know what? We'll save that for later. We'll save that for later. But has there been one constant theme that is in terms of questions where people want to know from you?
I mean, the constant theme has been about how close this game is, how close this game is. And I think the sort of secondary theme is, you know, is there any way to stop Mahomes, you know, or is it just about the Eagles keeping up with him?
How, from your numbers, how close are these teams? Because you wrote about it. I suggest everyone go to Football Outsiders and check out Aaron's Super Bowl preview because, you know, the perception is Philly way talented everywhere except for at tight end and quarterback.
Yeah, it's a little overstated how much more talented Philadelphia is than Kansas City. I mean, the line we've been using around here is Kansas City has the three best players. Mahomes, Kelsey, and Chris Jones, and then like 4-30 are on the Eagles, but that's a bit of an exaggeration. I mean, Kansas City has a very good offensive line. They're not as good at cornerback, but they're good there. They're not as good at safety, but they're good there. They have the better punter. You know, there's a few places where Kansas City is better, and more importantly, it's not that they're far behind the Eagles, right? Like I said, their offensive line, for example, is, you know, Philadelphia may be the best offensive line in the league, but Kansas City may be like the third best offensive line in the league. So, yeah, Philadelphia's is better, but it's not that big a difference. Actually, on offensive line, the bigger difference is the tackles. The interior offensive line is very strong for Kansas City.
And that'll be important going up against a guy like Hargrave, who his pass rush numbers were as good as Chris Jones's, I believe.
Yeah. Haason Reddick is going to have an easier time of it on the edge, certainly, against Andrew Wiley, and like Hargrave will have in the middle. And I mean, the other important guys for Philly is, right, their run defense really struggled over the first half of the year, but if you look at the second half of the year, their run defense has actually been above average since they signed Ndamukong Suh and Linval Joseph. And the thing, you know, about those guys is it shows how Philly is so deep. Like, if this was a 7-game series, right, the way, like, basketball and baseball are, I think Philly would definitely be favored because they definitely have better depth than Kansas City. But in one game, that probably won't matter.
Going over some of your other notes, and again, joined by Aaron Schatz, and yeah, you're right, the dynamic of one game versus seven, or a possibility of seven, is just so, I mean, it's just so different. You write that the Chiefs were susceptible to the quarterback run this year. How much of an advantage is that for Philly?
Well, I think it's a little bit of an advantage, but the Eagles were also susceptible for the quarterback run. I mean, that brings up the question of, one, how much would Mahomes want to run, and two, how much can Mahomes run on the ankle injury, but the ankle injury is 2 weeks more healthy. So, you know, the Philadelphia run offense, Hurts is part of it. Like, it is really important, not just that he carries the ball, but that there is always the threat that he will carry the ball. If you look at our numbers since mid-season, taking out the two games that Hurts did not play, okay, we have the Eagles running game as about 30% more efficient than average, which over the course of a full season would be the second best running game we have ever measured. So
really?
They have been phenomenally efficient in the second half of the year running the ball. And yes, Hurts is absolutely a big part of that. So the fact that Kansas City did allow a lot of value to quarterbacks running during the regular season does matter.
And I wonder, God, there's just so many different places to go to here. And that makes me wonder a little bit of maybe taking the under, because the Super Bowl total keeps going up and up and up. But if Philly's able to run the ball and if Mahomes can complete a lot of passes, both teams might score, but it might be 6-7 minute drives.
See, I like over on this. And here's why. Not only are these two of the top three offenses by our numbers, they're two of the three fastest offenses in situation neutral pace. So these are actually offenses that like to move fast, and moving fast means more plays. More plays suggests more points.
Who has the advantage, the Eagles pass rush or the Kansas City offensive line, when you throw in the fact, and again, this is me just stealing from you, that Mahomes ranks second behind Josh Allen when under pressure?
Right. That's so I think the pass rush of Philadelphia has the advantage, but does it matter, right? Because Mahomes is so good under pressure. And by the way, we thought that he would lose that against Cincinnati, and instead, against Cincinnati, he was better under pressure than he was when he was not pressured, like, which is crazy on one freaking ankle. Like, that's nuts. But that's, you know, that's nuts is like that's the key word for all of Mahomes' career, honestly. So, you know, I do think the Philadelphia pass rush has the advantage because Orlando Brown and Andrew Wiley, the tackles, are not as strong as the interior linemen and definitely not as strong as the tackles for the Eagles. But, yeah, Mahomes is so good under pressure that it may not matter as much.
Would you suggest for Philadelphia that the smart move, because they've been great at it all year, is not to blitz? Just that I've read and heard so much stuff that the best way to beat Mahomes is to let him hold on to the ball for 7 seconds, which seems weird, but, you know, kind of breaks the brain a little bit. But is the smart move by Philly just to be more conservative on defense?
So it's complicated because here's the thing. For the last four years, Mahomes destroyed blitzes, like destroyed them. This year, Mahomes was actually better against regular pass rushes, 7.7 yards per play, than he was against the blitz, where he only had 6.6 yards per play. So you have to ask yourself, what do we feel is more quote-unquote real, what he did this year or what he's done over his whole career? And my guess is that his whole career is more real, and therefore you would want to avoid blitzing him, even though the Eagles' defense is better when they blitz than when they don't blitz. I still would not blitz Mahomes, but I would blitz Hurts, because Hurts struggles with the blitz also this year, and the Chiefs' defense was better blitzing than when they didn't blitz. In particular, they had about 50% turnovers more often when they blitzed than when they didn't blitz.
Would you say that's the biggest Achilles heel for the Eagles is Jalen Hurts under pressure?
Yeah, I think so. He'll scramble and he'll get scrambling yards, and he will against the Chiefs, you know, defense that allowed 38 scrambles for 277 yards during the season. But he also may throw it away or throw interceptions or just throw bad passes. Like he was a 7.8 yards per play this year with four pass rushers, 6.1 yards per play when a team blitzed him.
Yeah. How does Philadelphia do against the tight end? Because I think a lot of this game could come down to if they could somehow slow down Travis Kelce. And I know the receivers are maybe better than we think, but there's a drop-off between the talent level of Kelce and the receiving core for KC. How good is Philadelphia when it comes to defending the tight end?
Yeah, they're good, actually. They're number 6 in our DVOA ratings when covering tight ends. And their linebackers had excellent pass coverage stats. T.J. Edwards and Kazir White were both very good in coverage. Where they struggle a little bit is like uncovered passes to tight ends against zone coverage where the tight end isn't really covered. But that's not what we're really talking about. When we talk about Travis Kelce killing teams, we're not talking about Travis Kelce on tight end screens. We're talking about Travis Kelce down the field. And if they've got the linebackers on him or their cornerbacks, right, their cornerbacks are really good, they should be able to slow him down some.
If you had to write your Super Bowl review column, if you had to write it today, like this is me just trying to think of a clever way of not really just a prediction, but what are your expectations for how Sunday will unfold?
I think that if you made me pick against the spread, I would take Chiefs plus 1.5 because two reasons. One is if all else is equal, then I feel like you have to favor the team with the better quarterback. The other thing is having the extra week off before the Super Bowl emphasizes the things that are best about Andy Reid's coaching style, which is his ability to game plan and find things that work well against opposing defenses, rather than what really is good about Nick Sirianni's coaching style, which is the in-game decision making. So, I mean, if I was to write a story now based on how I think the game will go, I think the story would be that in the end, Mahomes was just a little too much. But I would not be shocked at all if I had to scrap that story.
Yeah, of course.
And write one where Philadelphia won. This is a really, really close. This is a really, really close match.
Yeah, and right after the AFC NFC Championship games, I said I like Philly. And then after 2 weeks, I'm the same way as you. I'm taking Kansas City. They win by two. Fairly high-scoring game. Aaron, just because the Super Bowl is happening on Sunday, that doesn't mean people shouldn't go and get Football Outsiders. In fact, now more than ever, tell people why they should run, not walk, to sign up to go get all the great work you guys do.
Yeah, we're going to have great draft coverage from Mike Tenier and Derek Klassen, including our big Football Outsiders 100 big board of prospects and the Fantasy 40, listing the 40 most important prospects that you need to know if you're in dynasty leagues. We'll be covering all of free agency. And, of course, we'll be working on our book, the Football Outsiders Almanac 2023, which will come out this July. Last July, it predicted that the Philadelphia Eagles would win the NFC. So you'll have to see what we predict for next year. But we're on a good string. So hopefully we keep that up with next year's prediction.
And just promise me, keep putting out more mock drafts and just change it up. It's maybe the nerdiest thing, my most nerdy sports thing. If you tell me there's a mock draft, I have to read it. It's like catnip for me.
Well, next Tuesday, we'll be running our first mock draft made up of mock drafts because Benjamin Robinson, who runs the website Grinding the Mocks, we'll be doing mock drafts for us that are essentially based on a collection of other mock drafts and which players are most popular in mock drafts to be mocked to certain teams. So we'll have that actually next Tuesday morning after the Super Bowl.
Feels like Inception in a mock draft all just wrapped in together. I can't wait. And then I get angry when it's a player that I don't want. It's stupid, but I can't help it. Hey, Aaron, really appreciate it. I know how busy you are. I hope you get some time just to rest, have some tea, because I'm sure you'll still be doing a lot more coverage between now and Sunday. Always appreciate when you take time to join the show.
All right, man. Thanks for having me on, and enjoy the Super Bowl. Hope all the listeners enjoy the game.
Yeah, absolutely. You as well. That is Aaron Schatz. Go to footballoutsiders.com and go sign up. They got it right. I mean, I predicted after the A.J. Brown trade, I predicted that the Eagles would win the NFC East. I wasn't gutsy enough to say they would win the NFC.